This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all. So you're a job guy.
Bad guy.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Ooh.
Nice.
We gotta have another. We gotta have another opening.
Fine.
The mental picture. The erection.
Is that better?
The erection. No. I've talked to that sumbitch face to face, okay? And I still have nightmares about the oil slick on his hair plugs. I mean, I was looking, he's a short dude. You know, I was only, you know, 6 foot tall, 6 foot and a half inch maybe. And I'm like towering over him, looking down this oil slick, trying to pretend I'm paying attention to what he's saying. And all I can think is, that's gross, man. Every time I see him, I go, hair plugs.
Yeah. Hey,
I remember Rush called Biden plugs. Go ahead. You want to tell me something dirty?
Yeah, really. No, it's not dirty, but it's something cool with Skype, and I just noticed it. I can tell now when you guys are muted.
Oh, can you?
It's a new feature in Skype. This makes things great for doing the radio show. I can tell if you're muted or not. So.
Oh, so if when I screw up like I did at the end of the Idol show on Sunday night.
Yeah, if you see the microphone.
But that's
must be new in one of the latest updates that never showed us that before. So this is cool. Now I know if you're muted.
Okay.
So I can yell at you when you're, you know, we think you're talking and you're not. And I'd be like, listen, unmute your microphone.
Well, let me open this bugger up. Welcome to Off Hook Radio for March 16th.
2021.
Thank you, Barbara. And we are joined again tonight by the handsome debonair Rick C.
Again, he's been with me.
Yeah, that's you. You've been with us 3 weeks now, so you don't even hate us yet.
No, not yet. I don't think I'll ever hate you yet.
We'll give you time.
Thank you.
You won't ever hate me yet.
Yeah. Took you a little time, but you caught it. That's good.
Yeah, well, you know, when I come back to the real world, as long as I continue to tip well, you'll be okay.
Yes. Thank you again.
You're welcome. I always overtip you. You know that. You're my main turd, Eric.
There's nothing wrong with over-tipping, period, especially if you get good service and you were left feeling, you know, happy and whether you lost money or not.
Well, Rick knows. I don't play cash all that much, but when I do play cash, I don't really care if I win anything. So, you know, if I win an $80 pot, I'll still give the dealer $5. I don't give a shit.
Now, let me ask
you. Most guys are like, oh, it's, you know, $1. There you go.
So is that, now that was going to be my question. I don't play poker. I don't play card games. I play slot machines if I go to the casino, which that hasn't happened in a year. But is it typical that you tip your dealer after a good hand every, you know?
At cash, you should, yes.
Okay. So it's not like when you get up and leave the table, you throw your dealer some money because he was a good dealer at that point.
You can do that too.
Oh, okay. So if you do have a good hand, you can tip him, or you can tip him whenever.
Yeah, if I'm putting my rack together and, you know, say I started with $300,
right,
and I'm putting the rack together and I've got, you know, $500 at the end and my rack's full, I'm not going to open another rack for the other $15. I just give to the dealer.
Gotcha. Now, let me ask Rick a question. Do you, because you guys always have, I mean, everything in a casino is tight security. You guys got to show clean hands all the time when you know, exit and this. You got the pit bosses watching your asses. When you guys get tips, how does that work? I mean, you guys can just, you guys can take them. What do you have to show to the camera and then put them in a special pile, or how does?
A little box. You just put it in the box. You bang.
Okay.
He's got a box.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. That's cool. And you guys get to obviously keep them.
Calling him a box? You saying he's square like a box?
That's close. Well, I'm funny. I'm square. I'm not a triangle. Not a triangle.
I'm funny. I'm just not talented. There's a difference. You're talented.
Talented and funny.
There you go. You got both.
That's good.
Can you count cards?
What's that, Slim?
Can you count cards?
Who, me? I'm not. I don't do blackjack.
There's no point in it at poker.
Well, I didn't, but I know as a dealer though, I didn't know if maybe it was something that you picked up just because you were a dealer, you would be able to actually count cards.
I will tell you this, as somebody who does play blackjack, I play at the high limit table when I play blackjack most of the time. So it's like a minimum of $1,000 to sit down, and they only have two decks. Okay. Oh. And then they cut out one third of the two decks, but that alone gives you a big advantage when you're getting down to the bottom if you've paid attention to how many aces and face cards have come out so far. I've made some pretty good stands and some pretty good takes because I play two deck. The ones where there's eight decks and there's six of them in play, you know, you have to really be a card counter to succeed at that. And that's just too much work. I'd get ahead. Well,
and most of the casinos do use that many decks. That's my understanding, correct? And that's to deter card counting.
Yeah, but if you're playing for real money, you can play with two decks. They even have a one deck table.
Gotcha.
So, right. Anyway, the postman's pissing me off. Thought I'd tell you guys.
I'd like to know why.
This is not the HOA. This is the postman.
Well, the HOA pisses you off too.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
She's a bitch.
Not so much. But the Neptune Society sent me a postcard delivered by the postman the other day.
And this isn't your first one.
It's the first one from them. The other one came from somebody else.
Oh, two people are really confused.
This was a couple years ago, but yeah. So I'll just read it to you. Dear Jeff, which is my name before Zip. I don't give a shit. For over 40 years, Neptune Society has been recognized as the largest and most trusted cremation provider in the United States. We provide simple cremation at an affordable price without any of the unnecessary services many people don't want. We're updating our files. We want to make sure you have your correct information. We have your correct information so we can deliver to you the latest version of our cremation answer book. Please see below. Okay, so first of all, they're expecting me to die. Second of all, they're expecting me to be cremated. And thirdly, they're assuming I'm Poe.
Well, number one, they probably have checked out your social media, so they know you haven't got the COVID vaccine yet. There you go. So they know you're
also know. They should also have seen a picture of my car and know I'm not Poe.
Well,
hey,
just looking out for you. They're looking out for your well-being. They want you to know that you can lock in a great price now, even if you don't die for 30 more years. But, you know,
shit.
You could go tomorrow. You could go tomorrow, buddy. Hey, I've got my funeral paid for. My funeral and my wife's funeral, they're paid for. I don't even have to worry about it. I die tomorrow, it's paid for. Paid for. Done. I already paid. It's done.
I don't care. I don't need death reminders in my fucking mail. There you go. I made it 8 minutes in before I said the F word.
Not bad.
Yeah. Actually, 7 minutes because we started 30 seconds late. Well, anyway. I might need those guys soon, though. Tomorrow is VidVax number one.
You're going to get your zombie shot.
6:30 p.m. at the public store. Hey, they're the first ones who let me in. I didn't care. I want to have a chance to get out and be able to bitch about Biden in public. Okay.
Now, what shot will you be receiving tomorrow?
Moderna.
All right, that's the two doser, of course.
Yeah, and it's a 4 week apart two doser, so I'm not really free until mid April, but that's all right. Yeah.
Well, you are, according to what my wife has told me, because you know she took the same one. You are 68%
after one.
After one, you have a
1 week after one.
Right, you have 68% protection against it. So, I mean, you might be able to sneak out and do a couple things if you still wear it. But you know, the thing is I've seen a lot of people that still think because they've been vaccinated that they don't have to social distance, that they don't have to wear a mask. And I still don't know. I honestly don't know if that's good or bad, because here's the thing. Do we know if a person is vaccinated, can they still carry the virus?
Yes, and they can.
Okay, so then this person still needs to wear a mask, whether they've been vaccinated or not.
And most of the places I go to make you wear a mask anyway. So
well, they do.
I don't really give a shit, because I've got my Tampa Bay Bucks mask that I've posted on social media. When my two excursions in the last year were getting to go to two Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneer football games. And, of course, after they won the Super Bowl, I immediately ordered my way overpriced Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay mask. And then I got the little graphite filters to go in between them because it isn't that good of a mask. So, you know, I'm cool. Or, well, is it graphite or charcoal? Whatever the hell it is. It's a little filter that goes in.
But we've already discussed all of this. None of these masks are actually really effective at doing anything.
I'm trying to save the rest of the world, Slim. I'm a magnanimous person.
But they've even shown that the like an N95, it's not meant.
Look, if I want to be funny, I put on three masks and wear a Biden T-shirt.
But
the only Biden T-shirt I have is one that says fraud. So I guess
you're gonna wear that. Are you gonna wear that on your first day out? That's the one you should wear on the first day.
I wore it last week. I wore it the day after I got it. It didn't smell. So, sometimes when they're printed, they've got the printing smell on them, and I got to wash them first. This one I just hung up, sprayed it with all that Downy wrinkle release thing, let it hang in my closet for a day or two, and boom, it smelled great. I wore it.
Well, you got to go through your wardrobe and find your absolute best shirt for your trip to the Publix tomorrow for your shot.
The Publix. Oh, yeah.
Publix.
That's what my brother called that place. Publix.
That's Publix. Right.
Publix.
Yeah. Well, Bears Avenue.
Bear Ass Avenue.
Yeah. I call it. That's what I could bear. Every time I see it, I think it's Bear Ass Avenue because of the way it's spelled. Anyway, I was talking to my mom the other day on the phone and I said, I'm just going by Bear Ass Avenue. What? Nothing, Mom. It makes me laugh. It wasn't for you. anyway, I might need those guys because of the VidVax, but I'm hoping I don't get any bad side effects. I don't want a forehead horn, and I also don't want to become as stupid as like Brian Stelter or what's that guy's name? Oh yeah, Joe Biden. Yeah, I don't want to be as dumb as them. So it's taken over a year of no effing life. China virus. Fuck you, China. So on this anniversary of the shutdown, we have a nostalgic look back at the cancel culture libs of Hollywood from our hero, international film and television star Nick Searcy. Just to lighten the show up, here we go.
Okay, here's a little test.
I did cue it through this. I don't know what happened. Oh, well.
You may say I'm a trumper. But I'm not the only one. You better believe that shit. Hope someday you'll join us. And the world will be more fun. Just imagine.
Thank you, Nick.
It was great.
He's a talent. Not the world's greatest singer, but he can play the piano and he's funny. And
that's all that matters. Who cares if you can sing? He put together a great song. It was funny. It was relevant.
Well, it's about how Hollywood giving us all shit at the beginning of this thing.
Yeah.
You know, and Trump's in charge, so we're all going to die. Blah, 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 blah. I love the part where he says, go out and buy a gun. look how many liberals went out and bought a gun during the riots. I don't know. Speaking of stupid, did anyone hide the Dr. Seuss books and watch the Grammys with their kids on Sunday?
No.
No.
Well, you and I were busy. We couldn't watch the Grammys, but no.
Yeah, we were doing the Idol thing. Anyways. Yeah, well, everybody's heard about the Grammys, but apparently nobody watched it. The Grammy ratings were the lowest of low, 8.8 million versus 19 million last year, and they were dissing them on how much the ratings were down last year.
Well, we 40 million
people used to watch the Grammys. Well, but it was like a real music award show.
Yeah, but you and I have talked about this before on numerous occasions. It's not just the Grammys. It's every one of these award shows. And it's not because of the COVID and the way they have to do this. Over the last 3 or 4 years, every one of these award shows has gone from being an award show to being a political show. And the ratings have continuously dropped each and every year on each and every one of these award shows because it has all become political. It's not about the awards anymore. They sit up there, they play performances, they give out 6 awards in a 4-hour show. I mean, I'm exaggerating. They probably give out 10, but still, you know, it's all about politics. So I don't blame people for turning off. They don't want to hear it.
The article that I linked to for you guys talks about the terrible viewership of it. It talks about Cardi B's disgusting.
It was gross.
Porno thing. It talks about a rapper named Lil Baby who did basically a reenactment of a police shooting with fires starting up because of it and everything else.
I did sound
and all that crap
guy. Yeah. I did sound for Lil Baby.
That's all they talked about in here. They don't talk about who won anything. Yeah, you know, so nobody cares. Even the people who wrote this article don't care.
It is disgusting that I put out the meme on Facebook. I don't know last week, and of course everybody gave me shit because I can't wait till the night that I can lay in bed and read the lyrics to Cardi B's Wet Ass Pussy to my kids instead of Dr. Seuss's, yeah. I'm not even going to call it WAP. I'm going to, instead of Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham. And of course, you know, then everybody calls me out in the comments. Well, they didn't cancel Green Eggs and Ham. It doesn't matter. The point is that there was books.
Oh, they're like Facebook fact checkers, man.
Well,
you're making a valid point, but you're technically over your post.
Well, they didn't, but technically that book wasn't one of the ones, but the 6 books that the estate decided, and I'm trying to be completely accurate here, that the estate decided to not print anymore did have, you know, racial notions to them and stuff that they felt was, you know, inappropriate. We talked about that before. Regardless of who makes the decision, it's still cancel culture. Whether it was the estate that made the call, or whether it was, you know, the media that made the call, it's still cancel culture. And there's nothing in those books that's any worse than Wet Ass Pussy from Cardi B that both of my daughters know the dance to. That's
I'm still mad at her because when she used to set those guys up as a hooker and knock them out and steal their money, she never gave them the wet ass pussy. She just stole their money.
Who would want that wet ass pussy?
Well, apparently guys are pigs. You know, men are pigs. Hey, I can say that on the show. See, if I write men are pigs on Facebook, I get another week ban.
Try it sometime.
No, I've gotten banned 3 times for that. You would think I would learn after the first 2. And I thought, well, I'll try it one more time. I'll sneak it in here. Nope.
Twitter had one of those over the weekend, and I honestly don't remember what the word was. It was it was a simple word, Memphis. All you had to do was mention the word Memphis in any tweet and you're instantly banned. And it was, yep. Oh yeah. Twitter did rectify it, not banned everybody, but
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Rick, have you been banned from Facebook?
No, not yet. I haven't received my badge of honor yet.
Oh, we're going to have to help you with that.
Yeah.
We got to help you, son.
We've been in Facebook jail a lot.
He gets banned at least once a month. And then he comes back and everything is fine. And then he says something else and he gets banned again.
What I like, this is what bothers me. And I'm not going to call out anybody in particular, but I know somebody that's got, you know, two or three accounts. And they will post to one, they'll get banned. And they'll go over and post to the other one and bitch about how they got banned and how they're going to quit Facebook. But as soon as their main account becomes unbanned in, you know, 7 to 10 days or 14 days or whatever, they're right back on there doing the same exact thing after they've swore up and down, I'm canceling Facebook. I'm done with. If you're going to cancel Facebook, cancel Facebook. Don't tell us about it and see you later. It's as simple as that.
Well, I try to be funny, but not push the envelope too hard. Because number one, we do our shows and Facebook's important to getting the word out about those, number one. And number two, between my two pages, I got 3,500 people and I don't want to impose upon 3,500 people to have to follow another account or two.
Right. But, you know, here's the difference, though, between me and you, and you walk the finer line with getting, you know, banned on Facebook with your post because.
Yeah, I'm up to like 20 now.
You. Don't just share a meme. You actually
I create will
share
them.
Well, you correct. You actually say things. You don't just say your views. You actually put your views out there. When I share one of these memes, I share stuff from the left and from the right because I basically just want engagement and I'm not actually showing my true view. I never tell anybody my view of one of the memes that I've posted. You do.
That's part of my blog. I put my editorial comment on top of
correct.
Everything.
And that hurts you when it comes to getting Facebook slammed assholes. Into Facebook jail.
Yeah, I know. Because that guy with the blue hair and the nose ring doesn't like that shit. You know. But anyway, Candace Owens and you know who Candace Owens is, the conservative firebrand. She happens to be African American. And she's married to a white guy. And Cardi B went off on her on Twitter. And honey, you don't listen to my show, obviously. Because Cardi, if you listen to my show, you would have learned over the years, I've said it 1,000 times. If you're a moron, stay the fuck off Twitter. Okay? Because smart people are gonna take your ass and tear it a new one.
Yes, unfortunately, Twitter is not for the faint of heart.
No. And she went off on Candace Owens, and then she made up a fake tweet about Candace Owens' husband and Candace Owens' brother slapping male anatomical parts together. And then she made it look like Candace Owens actually answered the tweet that, yeah, they wouldn't let me join in when they were doing it. And it was totally fake. And Candace Owens is going to sue Cardi B. And she'll be able to afford Harvard for her new baby that she just had. So, you know, Candace Owens is way too smart for you. Don't screw with her. I wouldn't screw with Candace Owens, and I'm pretty smart. Maybe that's just it. Only stupid people would screw with Candace Owens. I think I just made my point. I finally walked into my point right there. God, it took me a while. I apologize. So, anyway, what else is going on? Speaking of stupid, we've got two stupid criminals tonight for you. We're going to get to them right off the bat. We're not going to wait till the end of the show. We're going to do them right here.
Because we always skip them. We get to them at the end or we miss one or, you know, because we run out of time. Because we chit-chat, dilly-dally. All right, go ahead. I got to reload the page because I just sent Rick a picture and then closed the friggin' page on accident.
All right. Stop sending dick pics during the show, Slim.
Okay, I'm sorry. He wanted to see what the nude beach was all about.
You just want to embarrass him too, like you do everybody else.
Oh, he wanted to see why I got kicked off the nude beach.
Oh yeah, he's got cause. Anyway,
yeah, because
Texas man drove a dealership loaner car to rob a bank. There you go.
That's
dealership loaner car.
Drove your own car.
That's stupid. That's stupid all by itself.
You don't even have to go any more into the story. We're done.
But the reason Eric Dion Warren has made our stupid criminal of the week is because then he tried to use the loot from the bank to buy the BMW.
There you go.
Lubbock County, Texas. Prosecutors said he drove a vehicle loaned by him to the car dealership to rob a bank, brought the money back to try and use it for the down payment on the BMW, and Eric Dion Warren is now headed to prison instead of trolling down the highway with the sunroof open going, look at my car, bitches.
You know,
that's not going to happen to you, Eric. Sorry.
But he had all of it here for the car cash.
He pled guilty to bank robbery. He has now been sentenced to 20 years in prison as an update to the story.
The thing that kills me is with, you know, all the people that post their shit to Facebook and then get caught, and with all of the, you know, the shows that they have on Discovery and Nat Geo and all those stations that can pretty much teach you how to be a perfect criminal and get away with it. I just don't understand people's stupidity these days. I mean, if you're going to do something, put some fucking research into it and do it right. I mean, don't use a rental car and then try to buy the fucking trolls on
Facebook, you know, who send you a friend request with a picture of a pretty girl. And then you go to their page and like there's like five posts and they're all from like the last 2 weeks. and where do you live? Miami, but I've moved to New York, but I'm in the military. Well, I'm sorry. Nobody lives in New York City who's in the military. Okay. You just don't. It's, you know, it's just total bullshit. So these people are that stupid. But this guy, just to finish up on Mr. Eric Dion Warren. According to court documents, it was in the summer of 2019 when he went into the bank in Walford, Texas, walked up to the teller. He's 50 years old. He pulled a bag from a fast food restaurant and a note on the counter. The note read, "This is a fucking robbery. Play with me and die. I want $10,000 in $50 and $100 bills now. You got 1 minute or I will kill you." That's what the note said. So after showing the teller the note, he pulled out what looked like a handgun and said, "I ain't playing around. I want only hundreds and fifties."
And that's
the teller gave him money from her drawer, including stacks of marked $20 bills.
You know, fucking amateur. Here's mistake number two and number three. Number two, he threatened to kill. Now he's in big trouble.
That's why he got 20.
Number three, he pulled out the fucking gun. Watch fucking TV, people. Just walk in and say, "Give me the money." They're going
to
give
you
the money.
He went from 3 years to 10 by pulling out the gun. He went from 10 to 20 with a threat to kill, I guarantee.
Yes, that's exactly what. Watch TV, folks. If you're going to rob a bank, just walk in, walk up to the teller and say, "Give me the money," and walk out. You know, they're going to give it to you. They're insured. They're going to give you the fucking money. Don't pull out a gun.
And he did it so quick. Listen, he did it so quick. The things were falling. He was with an employee at the dealership trying to put $3,000 cash down to buy the Beamer. The employee at the dealership got a call informing him about a recent bank robbery while he was sitting there. The employee called police after realizing the description of the vehicle used in the robbery matched the one they loaned to Warren. And he had $5,000 on him in the 20s. He said, 50s and 100s. Well, he took the 20s and they were all marked. He had $5,000 on him. Serial numbers matched those stolen from the bank. Oops. And then they found a painted pellet gun. Which it doesn't matter if it's a fake gun or not. If you pull out a gun, that's armed robbery. So, yeah, you're a moron, asshole. But you did make Stupid Criminal of the Week, so you're a famous moron. The second one is not quite as good, but it's from Florida. And, you know, yeah. Stupid criminals, you know, from Florida is like 40, 45, 50% of them. J.M. Tate High School. Cantonment, Florida. I have no idea where that is. Oh, I know where that's up in the panhandle. That's up north of Pensacola. Okay. This young lady in a sparkling silver dress became the homecoming queen at J.M. Tate High School last fall, standing on the football field, accepting her crown. But among students, whispers had already begun spreading about her victory. The homecoming queen had bragged for years about abusing the access her mother had to student records as an assistant principal in the same school system. Now they said she was boasting about using that access to cast hundreds of ballots in her own election. Okay, so this girl's not only not the homecoming queen, She sure as hell ain't going to be the valedictorian. She's a moron. They went in. Her mom had access to this. Her mom's name is Laura Rose Carroll, 50 years old. She and her daughter were both arrested and charged with fraudulently accessing confidential student information.
She was probably the president of the PTA.
No, she was assistant principal at a grade school.
Oh,
But she had access to the system that students are allowed to vote on.
Oh, was it Dominion software?
Was it Dominion software?
Probably.
No, nothing's wrong with that, but, you know, just putting it out there.
Yeah, I heard Biden got like 175 votes in the panhandle, so they had to have been on Dominion because there ain't nobody in the panhandle would have voted for that ass. The panhandle is just, it's all military, man. It's all military. If you've got an R behind your name, you can be the ugliest, stupidest Goomba in the world. You'll get elected. But anyway, this girl, this woman had to resign, and she's in jail waiting on this charge to come up. This had happened again in South Carolina a couple of years ago. A high schooler was running for class president and hacked at 500 student emails accounts to change votes. So there's 2,000 students at Tate High School. They had 2 days to vote for the homecoming court, and they cast their election on a thing called Election Runner, which probably demeans software owns. It was a good point, Rick. A program the school often uses for activities involves voting for students where they need to provide their school identification numbers and birth dates. So it's supposed to be confidential. But if you're an administrator in the school district, you can get in there.
The sad thing is it was already rigging fucking student fucking elections and proms and shit. Like, I mean, this is sad.
Here's the other thing. And as a computer wizzo, Slim, you'll appreciate this one.
Okay. I like
117 this, votes originated from the same IP address.
Because that's not fucking suspicious.
There ain't 117 high school students live at the same house. So, yeah, there you go. Now,
there's one way that could happen, that could have been legit too, is if all of the students, those 117 students, all voted at school through, and they were all logged into the school's internet. Well, yes, there is a possibility that they all had the same IP.
I think the Florida police figured that part out, though.
I'm just saying that there is a possibility that can happen, but most likely not.
Apparently this girl had been accessing her login district records all throughout her 4 years of high school.
Listen, if I could have accessed my school records, and trust me, I tried, I would have too. I mean, I printed my own report cards for years.
Yeah, I know, but this really bugs me because I ran for class president as a sophomore in high school, and I lost by 11 votes. Ugh. 11 for, and my class was like 550 people. So, I mean, you know, I got a lot of votes. The problem was two heads, if you remember what heads were, they're, you know, the dope smoking people. You know, I thought I had the jock vote locked up. I thought I had the brain vote locked up, and I thought I had the head vote locked up. I thought I'm going to win this easy. And then Gary Russell decided to run. He's a little short, handsome dude. And all the girls liked him. And I thought, okay, well, it's going to be close, but I'll still win. Well, no. Linda Coxon got like 27 votes, and the other guy got like 24 votes. I would have gotten all those damn votes. I would have won. So I wanted this software back when I was in high school, but I went back in the Middle Ages when we didn't have computers and shit. So damn, I'm pissed. I could have been somebody.
Could have been a contender.
I could have been a contender. Anyway, all this stupid reminds me, after 50 days of Biden, I think we can see why nobody let him do anything other than a racist crime bill and plagiarism over the last 50 years. Slim, what did I say would cause violence if these losers took over?
The border, for sure.
Yeah. And man, we got a mess at the border. I'm not going to spend much time on it, but the media is even calling it a crisis now.
Well, but. There still isn't enough media. I know you don't want to spend time on it, and we won't, but there's still not enough media coverage of what's actually, I mean, it's starting, but it's not enough. They're really trying to keep the media away from covering what's happening down there. They really are.
My daughter-in-law's listening. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Casey.
That probably means her big, handsome husband's listening too, but I'm not going to say hi to him because I already talked to him tonight. This is a mess. You know, Biden comes out and he blames Trump, which is just, you know, I mean, even people on the left are going, oh my God, this guy's a moron. You know, Donald was the first president in our lifetime to actually control the damn borders. You know, Texas has had it. Arizona's had it. And I'm not even going to go to the article because we're behind, but I just want to ask you guys a question. And this came from a friend of mine on Facebook. I'm not going to name him because I don't have his permission, but it was a great line and I wanted to use it. Name a time in history when those censoring political thought, literature, and culture were the good guys.
Oh, geez.
There isn't.
No. The times in our lifetime that it's happened has all been in communist countries and Nazi Germany. That's it.
They take away your.
But we're doing it here now.
They're starting. We're following the path of every other communist country exactly how they started. We're following the path. So.
They are COVID testing all these people pouring over the border. And you would think that's a good thing.
No, it's not.
No, because there's 108 positive tests in one day a few days ago. Guess how many of those were detained and quarantined?
Zero.
Rick, your guess?
Yeah, I'm going to say none.
Yeah, you guys are both smart. That's why you're on the show.
And that's why...
That is correct.
And we're wasting COVID tests. We're wasting COVID tests because...
It doesn't matter. They're just letting them loose into the general public of Texas and Arizona.
So don't even bother testing them at this point. I mean, number one, they should detain them. She's sending them back, but... Don't waste it. There's people here that need COVID tests. I mean, there's a backlog of people that need these tests. Fuck these people that are not in our country. It would be a completely different story if they were going to detain these people and put them in quarantine for, you know, 14 days so that they're not spreading it. But, you know, 108 people positive that they just said, okay, see ya, have fun.
First of all, they shouldn't be letting them out in this country because they'll never show up for their hearings. We're going right back to the Obama thing. And, you know, then you got these people in Congress going, let's lower the voting age at 16. Why? Because we're letting in a lot of 14 and 15 year old people from Central America and they'll vote Democrat in 2 years. Ooh.
Because we can't turn children away. And if you're under 18, they're letting them into the country. They're letting
You have to have them taken by the government where they reside, which Trump had that handled. Hell, they weren't even trying to bring them during Trump. Now they're talking about this year is going to be the biggest year in 20 years. And I heard some clown on TV today said, well, the biggest time at the border of legal crossings in the last 11 years was during the Trump administration in the third year of his presidency. Well, yeah, guess what was happening in the third year of Trump's presidency? The economy was booming. No, the economy was booming. Our unemployment rate was down to what? Like 3% or something? 3.5%. It was insanely low.
And gas was way down, $30 a barrel, $32 a barrel.
We had more jobs for people, but still, Trump had it handled. But Trump is bad. Biden is good. That's all you're going to hear from social media and the assholes in the swamp. But I want to have some perspective. You know what perspective is, right?
What a lot of people don't know anymore.
Yeah, it's when you actually look at a subject clearly. This article is from Freedom Wire, and it was posted by somebody named Sean Ambrosino. And I just want to read the opening of this and then get your guys' reactions. During Trump's presidency, I would tell people that Trump was the most transparent, most intensely vetted president we've ever had. Why? Well, for one thing, he was investigated for months, even before he was sworn in as the 45th president of the United States. And then once he was in office, he endured years of investigations after that. Investigations that turned up nothing, much to the left's chagrin. He was also the most transparent president because everything he said was scrutinized down to the letter. Literally everything. His transparency had more to do with his bluntness and his willingness to speak frankly than by any design to let the American people know what was going on. But it was still refreshing. Remember, we came from the Obama administration that didn't let America people know anything. So during the Trump administration, the people knew pretty much everything, regardless of whether they wanted to know it or not. And that was one of our bitches about Trump is like, you know, we don't need to know all that, Donald. You know, sometimes he would do that. And CB would bitch about it. And that's when I would agree with CB on Trump. But our return to normalcy now that we have with Biden also meant a shift backwards to the secretive and clandestine tactics of Obama, because Biden apparently isn't willing to tell American people anything, or can't. So the gist of this article is the White House strategy on Biden: just keep him quiet. Don't let him say anything. There's three things American people want from our presidents: transparency, accessibility, and accountability. With Biden, we aren't getting any of those three. None of them. We have no transparency. We have no accessibility. And we sure as hell don't have accountability with Democrats in charge.
Well, I think that the biggest thing with that is because it's not Biden that's running this country. That's why I don't think we're getting any of this from him. Yeah, we're not getting it from anybody else, and that's because I don't think they want us to know who is pulling all the strings. Joe Biden is done. I mean, the man can't even, you know, put three sentences together. He can't answer a question off script. He can't read a teleprompter. He's toast after noon. I mean, he is not the one running this country. Anybody who thinks he is crazy. It's the people that are going to take over this country when he's finally deemed not fit to be in office. And it's Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, and the crew.
It's Obama and Soros, I think. Who do you think it is, Rick? Who's pulling the strings?
Pelosi,
if anybody.
Who?
I definitely would say it would be Pelosi. Pelosi and maybe Schumer.
Pelosi and Schumer? I think Pelosi and Schumer are the front people. I don't think they have the balls to do this on their own. I think it's Obama. That's why Susan Rice is in there. They put Susan Rice in. They put her in a position that she didn't have to get confirmed by the Senate so that she could be in there. But she is the one relaying all Obama's stuff to Biden's people. And the real money behind them all is Soros and a bunch of the other wackos. Yesterday. I said, and the cadaver wants to increase taxes to pay for the $1.9 trillion bad government bailout bill. You said he looked like the Walking Dead. Yeah, that's what I said. I referred to him as a cadaver yesterday.
He does. And, you know, another person not to rule out that could be controlling all this, too, is Hillary. I mean, she still has you have to remember, she still has one card to play in all of this, and that's her daughter. Chelsea will be something sometime at some point in the future. She will play an important role in our government, and she's being groomed for that. And I think Hillary still has I think Obama's pulling more of the strings, but Hillary and Obama were attached to the hip as well. So, I mean,
Obama had Hillary in the cabinet because it's one of those things about keeping your friends close. Enemies closer.
And the money is Soros money. There's no doubt about it that this is all Soros money.
He's just one of them. There's people a lot richer than him that are pulling the strings too.
Big tech is pulling the strings. But big tech is pulling.
Sergey Brin and Mark Zuckerberg have as much to do with this crap as Soros does.
Yep. They do. This is we actually are living in very scary times because. Everyone's being silenced. Everything that is not from the left is they don't want us to know. It's being removed. I mean, history is being completely rewritten. Pages are literally being ripped out of textbooks. You know, books that we all read as kids that were classics, To Kill a Mockingbird. You know, these kids, they're not allowed to know that. Shakespeare, I mean, they die at the end. God forbid we let these kids read a book where two kids die, I mean, then commit suicide. We can't let these kids, you know, that's wrong. But
they can watch Wet Ass Pussy.
They can watch Wet Ass Pussy. Exactly. There you go. And that just makes absolutely no sense to me. And they listen to this shit on the bus. You know, my daughter's bus has a radio on it, and they listen to Wet Ass Pussy driving to fucking school. You know, but we can't listen.
Rick, do you listen to Wet Ass Pussy driving to work?
No.
No, what kind of music do you listen to?
I still listen to the 80s, new wave and punk.
You know, you like Poison?
Poison's all right. They were in one of the hair bands from the 80s.
Yeah, I know, but they're friends of mine.
Oh, yeah, I listened to them.
I grew up with them.
I was more of like definitely a Ramones person.
I used to date the drummer's sister.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and... I knew Bobby Kuykendall, Bobby, I guess he goes Bobby Dahl. I don't know. And, you know, the only one I didn't know was the guy from New York, but I knew three of them. Anyway, they're good guys, and I'm glad they're successful. And only one of them turned out to be a flaming liberal. So that's pretty good. So anyway, well, our, you know, Slim, with your point, it goes right back to the thing I asked you. Name a time in history when those censoring political thought, literature, and culture were the good guys. They're not. They're not ever. You just made two good examples of it.
Well, good.
You know, and you know, what have you guys been doing for last year? You know, I've been reading a lot. I've been reading a lot. Rick, what did you do? You read a lot, or just go to Disney?
I'm a theme park junkie.
I know you are.
Busch Gardens on Monday.
Oh, yeah, I did do that was.
You did the giraffe thing, man.
Oh God, the giraffe thing was amazing. I have one of the gold, you know, gold pass, I think it is for Busch. And you at when I got it last year, it included an animal encounter, which was a safari getaway, something, whatever it was. And you go on the back end of open truck, you stand up. There was there was about five of us on the back of this truck, you know, holding on. They go through the safari. This is antelopes. This is, you know, wildebeest. And then we get to the giraffes, and like their giraffes are like, they're 18 feet tall. So we're on the truck and they're like still towering above us. And they know the truck is food. So like they started following us. So,
and they're fast too. I know that.
Oh, no, they were walking like slow, like, yeah, okay, I'm coming. You're going to feed me again. Okay, I think I'll come now. And there was they just had two babies. Well, a while ago, one is a 5-month-old baby and one is a 2-month-old baby. And they're still like 6 and 7 feet tall. So we asked him, so we're going to be able to feed the babies? He goes, we're not going to be able to get close to them. The moms will come over and they'll stop banging into the truck to keep us away. So we're going to just leave them alone. We're going to go into the open area. And there's one giraffe that the tour guide, I forgot, she said the name, I can't remember. But he goes, it's this giraffe. I know it's the giraffe because if you look at her tail, they usually have like a ball of hair at the end. It's the only giraffe there that doesn't have a ball of hair. And that's the giraffe that came over and came into the truck that this whole head is in there. And we're feeding it romaine lettuce. So I go, okay. What do we got for romaine lettuce? You know, what do they get out of it? He goes, absolutely nothing, no nutritional value. Yeah. But I just gives them something, you know, wet to chew on and they eat. Giraffes, man, they have like an 18-inch tongue that is a prehensile tongue. The tongue comes out.
Using them big words.
Yeah, you like that one, huh?
No, I can't understand that.
Leaf and just sucks it in.
You know, I know where you can play with baby giraffes, though.
Baby giraffe?
Yeah, Epstein Island.
No,
yeah. It's true.
You can't go there now. Not that.
Well, you could.
It wasn't closed. Didn't
I don't know.
Jeffrey Epstein owned it.
Somebody's trying to buy it right now, though. I heard.
Yeah, for probably below market price.
Well, anyway, our government continues to fail us. We all know that. But you can count on Off the Hook Radio to bring you advice that you need every week. And tonight we have an important subject for you. This is very important because Off the Hook Radio cares. Right, Slim?
We definitely do.
No, we don't.
We do. We care.
We don't give a shit. We just say that.
Okay. We really don't.
Anyway, we wanted to come up with some advice for you that you can use. We wanted to give you some ideas of things that you should not ever do naked.
I got it right now. Go to Epstein Island.
Well, no, yeah, especially if you're under 18.
Clothing.
Now, everybody knows cooking bacon because that's the first one everybody thinks of. You know, you don't want any bacon. But see, I don't care. I could cook bacon naked because I always do mine in the microwave.
Yeah, but I'm not licking it off your nipples. Sorry.
It doesn't get on my nipples in the microwave.
Oh, you don't? Okay. That's why you can cook bacon naked.
Yes. But you guys have any ideas of things that you should not do naked?
Oh, yeah. Don't start your car up in Florida in the sun.
Oh.
Walk into your car on the
park.
Yeah, that'll.
You might not get your ass if you have leather seats. You might have leather on your ass when you're done.
Well, he may not be able to get off the seat.
Ooh, that's a good one, Slim. You got some? You're up north.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, don't go outside, but you know that's not
naked.
Funny, so yeah,
in the winter,
naked. Yeah, definitely.
Don't start your car in the winter naked.
I was thinking you pretty much shouldn't probably go to your local school naked either.
Well.
How about take a picture of a reflective surface?
Yeah, that always ends up on social media.
Yeah.
And you should never stop cats from fighting.
No.
Don't do that.
or super glue anything.
You shouldn't stop cats from fighting with full fucking body armor on, let me tell you. Fuck that.
Eh, you probably shouldn't go to a job interview naked either.
No.
Yeah. And probably not a good idea to pick up your kid from school that way.
No. Or do your Zoom call.
Yeah, don't do your Zoom. Yeah, it's bad enough doing your Zoom call without pants.
Or masturbating.
Yeah, then you can get fired from the New York Times editorial page, too.
Or answer your front door.
Don't it? Yeah, especially if it's the pizza delivery guy.
Yeah.
He's going to think you're making a weird porno. Yeah. Don't snowblow your parents' driveway.
Wouldn't snowblow anybody's driveway.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
I don't think we have to worry about that down here, do we?
No.
No.
Take out your trash. I bet your home HOA would love that.
Well, we've got Naked Gardening Day every year.
That's true.
We mentioned that on the show.
So my
goal is to stand outside, right outside my office window, right behind my shoulders right now. I've got 5 birds of paradise, very mature birds of paradise plants. I'll get 14, 15 birds of paradise up there. And I can stand naked in them and then take a picture and say, find the real bird of paradise. Just saying.
I had a group of bird of paradise. They were like 5 years old, didn't get anything, not even one bird.
You should have my guy prune them. He's not even a Mexican. Oh. Yeah, I got a guy prunes it every year for me. And since I had him start doing it, I was getting 4 or 5 a year for the first couple of years. And last year I got probably 20. And I'll have like 10 of them at a time. It's awesome. Oh, another thing, suicide bombing. You can't do that naked. You got to at least wear the vest.
Yeah, that's okay. This is true.
Yeah, if you're a suicide bomber and you're naked, you're not going to do a good job.
No, but listen, if you're a suicide bomber naked, before you pull the string or hit the button, you got to do the helicopter.
Now, you guys are handy, but I would advise to you, don't sand anything naked.
Yeah. Or sod or anything.
Yep.
Or sod. I got another one. Parent tip. Don't do this naked. Don't lecture children. Especially if the children aren't yours. That's really bad. That one's really bad.
That'll get you 10 to 20.
Maybe I should stop there.
Let's stop there because we got Nick Searcy once again. We want to get to, I think, and we're almost out of time. I got to be to work at 4 o'clock. I know we own the network, but I got to be to work at 4 o'clock.
We don't care about you. We don't care about
you. I do.
Your one day of work.
I got to do a 16-hour day tomorrow.
Okay.
Ouch.
All right. Well, we'll skip the Title IX thing. High-tech solution to a problem the media thinks we have. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but Slim and Rick might have some insight. We talked about it on pre-show. I know they do. Apparently, and then this is socially relevant. This fits in our pop culture part of our show. How to use the Siri "I'm getting pulled over" shortcut to record police encounters during traffic stops. You can do this with your iPhone.
Yeah,
there's a "I'm getting pulled over" shortcut. You can just program it into your phone, and you go, "Hey Siri, I'm getting pulled over." And what happens, Slim? You understand this?
Well, I don't have the actual shortcut, but my assumption would be in this case, when you do the, I'm being pulled over, hey Siri, it probably turns on your camera and just automatically starts recording. Audio and video. And depending on, of course, where your phone is at the time that you say that would depend on if you're going to get the video or not, but it will get the audio, which is obviously probably very important as well. So, I mean, you can do anything with these shortcuts. This is just one somebody has prepackaged, already put out. You can download it. You do have to go into your settings and add untrusted, shortcuts to be allowed to be put onto your phone. But
yeah, if you have an iPhone with level 12 or above, you can do this.
I'm not sure. Exactly.
We're up to 14 now, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where the shortcut started, but you can make the shortcut on your own. You can make shortcuts to do anything, but this is one they are using just so that way, you don't know. Sometimes your phone isn't where you want it to be when you get pulled over. You don't want to be fumbling for it. So, again, you can just go, hey, Siri, I'm being pulled over. Siri does its thing.
And yeah, mine's always in my pocket because I don't. If I'm in an accident, I don't want my iPhone flying around and killing me.
I actually sit on mine when I'm driving. I sit on my phone so that way, if I'm in an accident, I'm most likely hoping that it'll still be under my butt when I.
Where's your phone, Rick?
In the car, I have. I put a piece of Velcro on the back, so I just plug it in and stick it on the Velcro right next to the dash.
Oh, so okay.
It's hanging out there.
So that's your way of not getting hit in the head if you're in an accident.
Yeah, at least it's stuck there.
That's smart.
I was trying to find one of those clips to go on the vent, but then I figured, well,
I'm telling you, if you're a woman or you're a person of color who's worried about this kind of shit, do it. Set it up on your phone. Set up the Siri "I'm getting pulled over" shortcut on your phone, and just feel a little more confident. We stick up for cops all the time, but every time we stick up for cops, we also mention some of them are assholes.
There are asshole cops out there.
Just not as many as the media and Black Lives Matter all and people make it out to be, but there are some that shouldn't be cops. And if you happen to get pulled over by one of them, this is a good thing to have.
You said, if you're a person of color or those kinds of things. This is anybody. Being white, it doesn't hurt to record this.
Women get sexually harassed by cops.
Absolutely. This should be on everybody's phone. There's checks and balances. Yes, the officers wear, their own cameras, but we have to have checks for the officers as well. And this is our way of being able to check the officers.
Yeah, I don't have any problems with this.
Well, maybe
I don't think I'd bother doing it, but.
Well, if you do,
I don't have to drive while black, so.
This is true.
My friends who do, I understand it.
What you got?
I would say maybe you should have your phone, attached to your dashboard with the Velcro or something, because if you're going to use it, at least it'll be pointing in the correct, position or at least around there. If you have it just laying on your seat, what is it? It's going to record the ceiling of your car, so.
Well, too true, but the audio in a lot of cases, I think, is just as important as the video. You can get a lot of context from audio too. And if the cop notices that it's pointing right at him, we mentioned this a little when we talked on pre-show, that may escalate the cop right away. This is more meant so that you can conceal the phone and be more or less picking up the audio versus, the video, because again, that is the cop. He's going to be on the defensive right away. So, anyways.
We're talking about the stuff going on with censoring political thought and, Gavin Newsom and the crap going on in California out there. And, he's like, oh, it's a right wing conspiracy. Trust me, there's no right wing conspiracies in California, Gavin. Okay. You guys, the only conspiracy in California is the way you guys illegally control the electorate. With your ballot harvesting and all that bullshit. But I heard today the latest poll in California is 58% of California wants this idiot recalled. So it's not looking good for him. So he's getting desperate. But it's all over California. And our buddy, and we listened to a song at the beginning, which we were planning on doing, but he just posted something tonight about his favorite restaurant in Burbank, Tin Horn Flats. And these people have been fighting the man. They've been letting people in. They've been open for business when California says it was shut down. And we talked about the difference between California and Florida. There isn't any. It's outdoor cultures, similar weather situations. California has been closed. Florida's been open. Guess whose economy's kicking ass and people are happy? Guess which one wants to recall their governor? But Nick Searcy did his illegal walk through L.A. without a mask today to talk about what's going on with Tin Horn Flats. And considering all the other stuff we talked about today, we thought it was a very good summary for the show. So we're going to go with Nick again.
There you go.
Hello, non-essential walk in Los Angeles fans. It's been a long time, but it's day 56. It's Nick Searcy, and I'm here in Burbank, where we had some bad news this morning early on. Somebody sent me an article saying that the city of Burbank had found some judge that was going to allow them to put a padlock on my favorite restaurant, Tin Horn Flats. And so, sadly, I decided I'd get in the car and rush down here to see if anything I could do to help and if I could talk to those guys before their business was padlocked. And I came here to good old Tin Horn Flats, and I walked up expecting to see bad news And instead, I saw that they were open. And not only were they open, they took off the doors. They took the doors off. There's nothing for the communists to padlock now. Isn't that awesome? And see, this is a lesson here. This is how you do it. This is how you resist. This is how you react to unjust laws. The city of Burbank, Gavin Newsom, city of Los Angeles, all the other communists that have been trying to kill these small businesses have made exceptions for like Costco and Target. They made exceptions for movie studios to have tents set up and to feed their crew outside. All that was fine because those guys have big money. But small businesses like this, like Tin Horn Flats, that's been here for 50 years, these they want to kill. Because this is not about health. It never has been. There's not been one case of COVID traced back to the fact that Tin Horn Flats was open. This is about obedience. It always has been. And that's the way you do it, people. They say you're going to padlock. They say they're going to padlock your doors. You take off the doors. Padlock that, you communists.
There you go.
See, that's why we're happier than you are if you're a liberal. Because we can laugh at your idiocy. Yep. So, Slim, you want to do our promos?
Yeah, before we close.
Go ahead.
I got to tell everybody. Don't forget, download the app in the App Store, Zone Out Radio. You can hear Off the Hook Radio, Idol Radio Show on there. We are live Sunday nights, you and I, with American Idol. We'll be Sunday and Monday these next couple of weeks. So join us Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday as we are here 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and 11 o'clock. Again, download our app. You can listen to us, you know, at three different places, idleradio.net, offthookradio.com, zoneoutradio.com, or like I said, the app in the App Store. So
this is 8 hours out of my week. So you ladies from Florida that are good, you better win.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. Yeah. Rick, thanks for joining us, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Fun. Anytime.
Enjoy a theme park next week because I'm sure you're going to go somewhere before we, you know, talk again. So
we're gonna do this show again next week. We're gonna see how we hold up doing Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
We'll be fine. We're professionals. We are professionals.
I was gonna dedicate our closing song tonight to Facebook, Google, lamestream media, and the leftists that are running Fraudenstein's administration, but I think it's probably better to dedicate it to Nick Searcy's brilliant Tin Horn Flats monologue we just listened to. And as Ed Sullivan once said, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Good night.
Shout that Georgia's always over my sweet out south. Take me to your daddy's mall. Let me hear your bell like it's ringing out. Come and keep your comrade warm. I'm back in the USSR. Hey, you don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR.
Me.